It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. How about that? Swap Shop is a place where you can call in. You call me and you say, Glenn, I've got a pair of ice skates I'd like to sell. And I'll tell you what, we're getting close to the time where you can use them. I got a pair of old ice skates. I'd like to sell them for $5. My phone number is... And then we'll try and get rid of them for you. We'll sell anything on the air. The number here, by the way, if when you call in, is 740-383-9944. And you can sell just about anything. We like to keep it to four or less items. But we do not allow you to sell things that require, registration, government registration or stuff like that, or like a car or a house or a gun or a boat, things like that. Now, if you don't have to register the boat, if it's like a canoe and it, well, I think even canoes have to be registered now, don't they? Well, anyway, we prefer to not do anything. Well, we will not do things that have to be registered. And we will take as many as three or four items. If you have a particular event that's going on, like if you want to tell us that you're having a church Thanksgiving bazaar, we'd be glad to put that on the air for you. Just call 740-383-9944. If you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a bicycle helmet, give us a call. Maybe we can find it for you nice and cheap. Give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll put that on and ask people if they will give you a call and get a helmet for you. Things like that. We'd be more than happy to do that. We have several items that have been sent in to us. If you want to send an item in to us, send it to WWGH. Swap Shop. You don't have to put that on there. Just send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect. I shouldn't be reading while I'm trying to give you this. WWGH 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio 43302. Yeah, I was trying to read this item that was sent in to us while I was talking. That's probably not a good idea. This is they're going to give free Narcan training. I was trying to figure out what Narcan training was. I figured it out. Free Narcan training, and they're going to give a free Narcan kit. Now, Narcan is for people that have abused opiates and have, have an overdose of that, and you can save their life. Especially if you have this Narcan kit, you can really make a difference. This is going to be it's provided by ADAMH, Adam H. It's provided by them, and it's going to be on Thursday, a week from today, November 11th, at 8 p.m. That's Thursday, November 11th, 8 p.m. at Marian Nazarene Church, 233 West Church Street in Marian, Ohio. And that's going to be a free Narcan training, which includes a free Narcan kit. Okay, let's save some lives. That would be great if we could do that. Hey, on November 23rd, which is Tuesday, from 4:30 to 6:30, let's see, who is doing this? Got to find it here on the... Oh, St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 135 West Main Street in Waldo. They're doing a neighborhood supper. You can drive by and pick up a Thanksgiving dinner on November 23rd between 4:30 and 6:30 at the St. Lutheran's Lutheran Church in Waldo, Ohio. You're going to get turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffy. Oh, I'm going to get so fat. Well, I already am. Everyone's welcome, it says. So go on out, go down there to Waldo at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church and pick that up on the 23rd between 4:30 and 6:30. All right, what's happening out at the Tallgrass Trail? Well, at on the 11th, they're going to have a terrific turkey program, they say. It's going to be out at the Tallgrass Trailhead. You know, the trailhead's where the little house is. It's starting at 4 p.m. You're going to learn about turkeys, I guess. They're going to learn about the special bird that we celebrate at this time of the year. Also, then, on the 13th, at 8 a.m., they're going to have a morning bird watching thing out at Tallgrass Trail. They're going to start at the Epsyville Baptist Church. And they're going to find out about all sorts of feathery friends. There's free food distribution between 10 and 11, between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. And that's going to be, let's see, what day is it? November 5th, is that right? Yeah, on Friday, November 5th, they will have that. You drive through. It's at 6989 Waldo Delaware Road. I'm struggling with the reading today. That's down in Waldo. You can drive through, and they will provide you with the food from the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, apparently. Let's see. On November 20th, Mid-Ohio Food Bank is going to have a giveaway, and at that time it looks like they're going to have breads and desserts, it looks like, and that's at the Richland Road Church of Christ. I think that's about all I have here right now. Yeah, and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that some of these announcements will help you find things to do. Oh, I wanted to also mention, by the way, that the Marion County Historical Society, you know, the museum over, what is the name of that? It's on Church Street at the corner of Church and, is it Main Street? I think so. Anyway, their hours now are, you can go between the hours of 1 and 4, Wednesday through Sunday, to Heritage Hall, and their hours will be open. And I'd like to thank Fred Malone. He has finagled a way for me to be able to go to their meet and dine with the President's Night. That's going to be on the 6th, but the tickets are sold out. But don't forget, if you've got tickets for it, head on out to the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. Okay, now we've gotten through all the announcements. If you want to call in, you can call in at any time. Talk about something that you're trying to sell. You might be trying to sell an old rocking chair. And call us up at 740-383-9944. Tell us what you've got to sell. Give us your phone number, and we'll see if we can't find somebody in the area that needs that very item. So, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone right now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Want to advertise
okay.
a big sale.
Okay. sale.
Yeah, I like a big yard sale. They got lots and lots of everything. I was asked to do this. So.
Okay. Lots of everything.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I said they got a lot of stuff. So.
Okay. What's the address?
1472
uh-huh.
Summer Lot Hoffman Road.
Boy, you know, I hate these hyphenated names. It takes so long to write them down.
Yeah.
Summer Lot Hoffman Road, yeah?
West.
Okay. And it's going to be when and what time?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Both days, 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay, and bring money.
Yeah. According to what they're telling me, you know, because I told them I listened to this, but I told them about you guys, and they want me to put it on the
sure.
air, so that's what I'm doing.
I appreciate it. Very good. We'll give that out to people. Maybe it'll help increase the crowd. Starting tomorrow, huh? Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Starting tomorrow. Okay, Glenn.
Thanks for the call.
And thank you.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent. Our first call today. And you can call in 740-383-9944. A yard sale. Big yard sale. Lots of everything. At 1472 Summer Lot Hoffman Road West. And that's going to start tomorrow, Friday, from 8 to 5, and then Saturday from 8 to 5. So head on out that way. You know, we're going to be running out of days where people are going to have yard sales. So if you're going to go to one, that sounds like a good one to go to. Lots of everything. Lots of everything. All right, we will get back to that. You're welcome to call in anytime you want. If you have something you were planning to do or an event you want to tell us about, give us a call. What I did, you know, as you, my regular listeners know, basically I have trivia questions or, you know, questions that people are interested in. I kind of tell you those while we're waiting for phone calls. So this time is no different. I've got three pages of interesting questions. The first bunch of them, they claim, are funny trivia questions. Now, we'll be the judge of that, right? You and me. If we don't laugh, it's not funny. But they say it's going to be funny, all right? What is a duel between three people called? Oh, this is terrible. Well, maybe this is actually what it's called. A duel between three people. I didn't know you could do that. The duel is called a true. A true. Or is it? No, it's called a truel. Oh, I see why. That starts with the letters TR that begins like try. So a duel between three people is called a truel. That's not funny. It's kind of stupid. All right. Well, all right. That's how we started off the day. It's got to get better, right? All right. In the state of Georgia, it's illegal to eat what with a fork? Now, these things are supposedly true. In the state of Georgia, it's illegal to eat fried chicken with a fork. I don't know why you'd want to, but I've eaten, especially if you get the breast piece, and you need to chop it up a little bit. Otherwise, your fingers get absolutely oily. But, you know, that's kind of the fun of it. You just lick the juice off your fingers, right? Oh, well, we'll continue on. Let's hope it keeps getting better, right? It started pretty bad, and the second one wasn't that much better, but it is an interesting fact, I guess, that it's illegal to eat fried chicken in Georgia with a fork. You got to do it with your fingers, I guess. How about chopsticks? It doesn't say you can't use chopsticks. All right. I had to shut the mic off because I had to cough. All right. Which Tasmanian marsupial... Boy, my coughs are turning into sneezes. Which Tasmanian marsupial is known for its temper? Now, a marsupial, I believe, is a critter that has a pouch to keep its young in. There's probably a lot of other things, but I think that's part of what being a marsupial's all about. We'll ask James when he comes on the show in a couple of weeks. A Tasmanian devil is known for its temper. Well, of course he would be if his name was a devil. Tasmanian devils. Apparently they're not so nice. I am really struggling with my nose. Iceland diverts roads to avoid distributing communities of what? Iceland diverted roads to avoid distributing communities of what? I have no idea why this is funny or even what it means. It says elves. Okay, well, we're going to pass on that and go on to the next one. Hopefully they get better. It says right at the top of this list that I'm reading off of, funny trivia question. It doesn't say stupid trivia questions. In public places in the state of Florida, what's illegal to do when wearing a swimsuit? Oh, no. Surely this isn't true. It's kind of interesting, though. In places in Florida, it's illegal when wearing a swimsuit to sing. Oh, my. Well, I can't imagine that goes. During spring break, I can't believe there aren't a lot, bunch of kids singing stuff out on the beach in swimsuits. Who invented the word vomit? This is kind of interesting. Didn't know this person invented the word vomit. William Shakespeare. It doesn't sound Shakespearean. It sounds, I don't know, yucky. All right, let's get back to our swap shop notes. We've got a Thanksgiving dinner, drive-through dinner, available at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo, Ohio. On Tuesday, November 23rd, from 4:30 to 6:30. Head on down to the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo and get your turkey dinner. Turkey dinner. And you just drive up and they put it in your car and you've got turkey dinner, right? Also, they're going to have free Narcan training, which will include a free Narcan kit. Adam H. is providing the help and helping out on this. Thursday, November 11th at 8 p.m., that's at Marian Nazarene, or they call it Marian Naz, which is at 232 West Church Street here in Marian, Ohio. Head over there, and they will teach you how to, provide this. It's a nasal spray, but they will give you a free Narcan kit. Maybe we can save some lives. That would be very good. The Tallgrass Trail. They're having on the 11th, starting at 4 p.m., they're having a terrific turkey program. That'll be out at the trailhead, you know, the little house. And you can learn about turkeys that day. Also on the 13th, starting at 8 a.m., ooh, it's going to be cold then, I bet. Morning Bird Watch, and it's going to be at the Tallgrass Trail, but it's going to be out by the Epsiville Baptist Church. So head on out that way and start there, and you'll find out good stuff about our feathery friends who are probably getting a little chilly right now. Well, I know I was. I went out this morning with my puppy, and it was 34 degrees, 33 degrees, something like that when we went out. All right. Free food distribution between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. That'll be on Friday, November 5th. At 6989 Waldo Delaware Road in Waldo. It's a drive-through location. You drive through and they will provide you with free fresh food. Also, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank is going to have an event on November 20th at the Richland Road Church of Christ here in Marion, 535 Richland Road. And it doesn't give a time. So you might check with the Richland Road Church of Christ. November 20th, they're going to have food bank giveaways, all right? I guess that's all I have right now. I also wanted to mention that the Marion County Historical Society Heritage Hall, their hours now are Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. So you can head over there. And there, I've got to get in there. I've been in there, I think, once. I've got to get back in there and take my wife so that she can see all the stuff that goes on there. And I haven't been to the popcorn museum there. And apparently Mary Ellen Withrow is going to have her museum moved to there. So, boy, that'll be a terrific place to go, especially when Mary Ellen Withrow's museum has moved over. We have a yard sale that's going to be going on. They claim there's lots of everything. So it sounds like a big yard sale. Going to be going on at 1472 Summerlot Hoffman Road West, Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5. That's a yard sale. 1472 Summerlot Hoffman Road West, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5. So head on out that way. Get yourself some goodies. I have not gone to a single yard sale this year. Well, COVID and my wife are not on speaking terms, so I'm not allowed to go out and do anything like that. You know, I kind of decided I'm not going to go through these funny trivia questions because I didn't think they were very funny. So I'm going to go to these animal trivia questions. Might be a lot more interesting. I hope so. The last ones were a mess at best. All right. Animal trivia questions. What is the loudest animal in the world? I think we had this once before. Let's see. Test your memory. See if you can remember what the loudest animal on the earth is. Now, that's kind of misleading because this animal isn't on the earth. It's in the water on the earth. Now, I guess that's okay. A sperm whale. And how they know that it's so loud, I have no idea. You can't hear them. Well, I suppose if you're in the water, you sure can hear them. And maybe when they come above the surface, you can hear it, I guess. But it's sperm whale is the loudest animal on earth. I know some people that might challenge that. Me. How many hearts does an octopus have? Well, that seems self-explanatory, I would think one, but I'm wrong. Has more than one heart. You know what? Has more than two hearts. That's right. An octopus has three hearts. Now, why in the world do they know they have three hearts? Does that mean they fall more in love than you and I do? I don't know. I have to ask an octopus. The unicorn is the national animal of what country? Only this country would have the unicorn as their national animal. Scotland. A unicorn. Maybe Scotland is a made-up country. No, that's not true. I have Scottish friends, or I have a Scottish friend. Not a lot of people come from Scotland. It's a little tiny country. And not a whole lot of people want to leave there. It's so beautiful. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. What are the folds of skin on a cat's ear called? And why would anybody care? No, it doesn't ask that. What are the folds of skin on a cat's ears called? Now, I didn't know a cat had folds of skin on their ears. I'm a dog person. I love cats. I would never do a bad thing to a cat. I've just never had one. The only one I ever had, and I take it back, I would do a bad thing to a cat. That poor little kitty was in my car's engine compartment when I started it up. We won't go any further. Jeez, brings back really sad memories. Henry's Pockets of... They're called Henry's Pockets. That's kind of interesting. Little folds on an cat's ears. That's interesting. I wonder why they have them. We'll have to ask somebody that knows. We'll have to ask James again. James, if you're listening, you got to answer all these questions when you come in on that Thursday where you're going to be here. And we have to talk about that, too, because the Thursday is going to be here, I believe, is Thanksgiving, and we will not be doing the show on Thanksgiving. But I've been talking with Fred Malone and Scott and James, and maybe we'll have a combined show the Thursday before Thanksgiving. And I think that would be kind of fun because James and Fred and I are all. We have all lived in southwestern Ohio, and we have lots of tales we can tell about southwestern Ohio. Beautiful country down there. Probably is even more beautiful right now with all the trees turning. Now, the trees are turning in this area. They may be a little behind down there as far as the trees turning. Okay, let's go back and announce some of these things that we have going on. I wanted to remind you that the... Marion Historical Society Museum Hours Heritage Hall is open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. There's going to be a yard sale with lots of everything. 1472 Summer Lot Hoffman Road West. That's Summer Lot Hoffman Road West on Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have a Thanksgiving dinner that you can pick up. You just drive down to St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. That's at 135 West Main Street. And on Tuesday, November 23rd, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., you can drive through and pick up the complete turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. Everything, all the goodies go with it. Even a bottle of bottled water. That's pretty cool, huh? All right, free Narcan training is going to be given. Adam H. is going to help out on that. It's going to include a free Narcan kit. Now, you know what Narcan is, right? It's a nasal spray in this particular case. It's a nasal spray that will help on an overdose of opioid overdose. Bring people back to life. We'd like to do that. Thursday, November 11th, 8 p.m. It'll be at the Marion Naz Church on 233 West Church Street in Marion here. That's a free Narcan training with the free kit so that maybe you can get out there and save somebody's lives. I hope you never have to do that, but it's better to be safe than sorry, right? Tallgrass Trail is having a terrific turkey program. They're going to be talking about the turkey, and it's going to be on the 11th at 4 p.m. That can be kind of fun. Maybe they'll even talk about the turkey at one time was being considered the national bird of America. Anyway, you're going to learn a lot of stuff out there. It'll be at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead. You know, that's the little building there. Right at the beginning of the Tallgrass Trail. This one is at the Tallgrass Trail, but it's out by, it'll start at the Epsyville Baptist Church. They're going to have a morning bird watching session starting at 8 a.m. on the 13th of November. So that'd be fun. It might be cold. Dress appropriately. Free fresh food distribution on November 5th. at a food bank You go to 6989 Waldo Delaware Road in Waldo, drive through, and you can pick up some free food. Okay? Hope that helps out. Everybody can use a little free food around the time of Thanksgiving. Nothing worse than having a celebration without a nice spread, as they say. All right. One last time. Yard sale going on. Lots of everything at 1472 Summer Lot Hoffman Road West, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5 p.m. That's a long day. Long day. Well, long 2 days. All right. Well, we're getting, I'll read all that one more time before we get off the air. If you have something that you'd like to announce, or if you're having a yard sale, or you've got a item that you'd like to give sell or give away or whatever, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go to these entertainment questions. What was the first featured-length animated movie ever released? And I do know the answer to this one. You probably do, too. It's pretty famous that the very first feature-length animated movie was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. A good movie. I really enjoyed that one. I really enjoyed most of the Disney animated movies of the early days. What was the one where the broomsticks marched around? I don't remember. Anyway, Fantasia. Fantasia. I love that one. There wasn't one I didn't like. I thought they were all fun to watch. I didn't watch them all dozens of times, but I did watch Fantasia and I did watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs several times. What TV series showed the first interracial kiss on the American network television? First interracial kiss on an American network television. Star Trek. They dared where other people did not go, I guess. And since then, it has just become everywhere. Matter of fact, I'm almost surprised anymore if it's two of any color person kissing. There are lots of commercials. And I remember when I used to do magazines for a university, I was always required to have one black, one white, one yellow, one red. You had to have all of the, you had to cover all bases. It got a little annoying, but I understand why, and I think it's probably justified, but it did get a little annoying after a while. What were the four main characters' names in the TV series Golden Girls? And it ran from 1985 to 1992. And I think Scott's interviewed one or two of them. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia were the four names of the lead Golden Girls from 85 to 92. Kind of interesting. I wonder why those particular names were picked. Now, Dorothy and Sophia, I guess they're all kind of old-fashioned names, you know, from the 50s. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia. If you have, by the way, if you have something you want to sell, 740-383-9944. We'll go back over all the notifications I've gotten and the one yard sale. We'll go back over that here in about, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. Okay? So get your pencil ready if you want to know what the numbers are. All right. Who created Sherlock Holmes? Arthur Conan Doyle. Now, I didn't really know that. That's kind of weird. I know Arthur Conan Doyle, but I didn't realize I knew him because he was the creator of Sherlock Holmes. But now you know, as well as me. What awards has an EGOT winner won? What awards, this is plural, what awards has an EGOT winner won? Boy, you've gotten it all if you're an EGOT winner. An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. I have never heard of an EGOT winner, and it doesn't tell me here who any EGOT winners are, but if you're an EGOT winner, you want an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. That's kind of cool, yeah. Which member of the Beatles? Oh, this one's just too simple. Are you ready for this one? Which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono? Even young people know the answer to this. John Lennon, of course. All right. I'm going to wait another minute or two before we go back over everything. If you happen to be listening, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something you want to swap, give me a holler. If you have something you want to sell, give me a holler. If you have something you want to buy, give me a holler. If you have a yard sale or a bazaar or something for a nonprofit you'd like to advertise, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay. This is kind of an interesting question, and I'm not sure I ever knew the answer to this. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? I'm going to give you a minute or a half a minute there. You can talk to your husband or you can talk to your wife and show them how smart you are. I'm going to ask my wife this when I go home. I bet she doesn't know the answer to this. Here's stepsisters' names. Are you ready? Have I given you enough time that you could brag, tell your spouse, show your spouse how smart you are? The names of Cinderella's stepsisters, Anastasia and Drizella. Weird. I had never, ever heard that. I wonder if they I guess maybe the mother calls to them during the show. Maybe that's how you know that the name is Anastasia or Andrizella. But that's their names. Says it right here in black and white. I'm saying it, and I'm going to stick with it. What U.S. They call it a famous one, will be the word of that, the judge of that. But as I look at the answer, it is a famous one. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans? I'm not going to tell you the year. That'll give it away. Okay, 1969. If you don't know the answer to this, you definitely aren't my age. Woodstock, 350,000 fans. That was a mess. That was truly a mess. All right, I got one more question I'll ask you, and then we'll go back over all the items that we have and the announcements that we have that have been sent in here. If you have announcements you'd like to send in, send them to WWGH 523 South Prospect Avenue, or Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. 523 South Prospect Street. Okay, did you get that? All right, here's the last question I'm going to ask you before I give you all the stuff, repeat all the stuff that we've gotten today. The biggest selling music single of all time. Oh my, that's interesting. No, it wasn't Hound Dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just a rockin' all the time. That was the very first 45 I bought, and I bought it as a birthday present for my brother, who absolutely loved it. Okay, the biggest selling music single of all times was Cradle in the Wind. Or I'm sorry, not Cradle, Candle in the Wind. In 1997, Candle in the Wind is the biggest selling musical single of all time. Now, I don't know how current this trivia question is. There may be something in the last 6 months, but that was it when this list came out. All right, let's go back over all the things that have been sent in or called in. so that you can have a good weekend going to the yard sale and the other stuff that we have. I'm going to read the yard sale twice just so we give them a little extra. I'll read it at the beginning and at the end. The yard sale, they got lots of stuff, just gobs of stuff. 1472 Summer Lot, Hoffman Road West. 1472 Summer Lot, Hoffman Road West, on Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5. Friday and Saturday to 8, from 8 to 5. It's going to be a little chilly, so put your earmuffs on. But it's supposed to be okay. I believe it's supposed to be clear for that. All right. November Thanksgiving dinner is going to be given away. This is free of charge. You drive up and they'll put it in your door, in your window. Tuesday, November 23rd, from 4:30 to 6:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo, Ohio. They're going to have turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, veggies, rolls, pumpkin pie, or pumpkin dessert. I don't know if it's pie. And bottled water. They even give you something to wash it all down with. But the only thing they don't have is, we always have pork and sauerkraut. But that's the Kobel's house. That's not. My wife had Czechoslovakian background. There's a free Narcan training session going on Thursday, November 11th at 8 p.m. at the Marian Nazarene Church, which is on 233 West Church Street here in Marian, Ohio. It's going to be provided by Adam H. is going to be providing help with this. They're going to give you a free Narcan kit. Now, Narcan, is, if you recall, is a medicine, and in this case a nasal spray that may provide help for somebody who has an overdose of opioids. Might save somebody's life. It's very important to follow that up. Okay. On the 11th of November, starting at 4 p.m. out at the Tallgrass Trail, there's going to be a terrific turkey program. We're going to talk about turkeys, okay? And that's going to be at the trailhead, which is a little building there at the beginning. Also on the 13th, starting at 8 a.m., they're going to have a morning bird watch. That's going to be on the Tallgrass Trail, but it'll start out by the Epsyville Baptist Church. So go on out there and do some bird watching. Sounds like fun. Sounds a little chilly, but it sounds like fun. Free fresh food distribution from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. On November 5th. Drive through at all locations. This is the LSS food pantries. Each family will receive food from over 11,000 pounds delivered by the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. Oh, the co-sponsor is St. Lutheran's Church in Waldo. Very good. And I guess that's all we're going to talk about right now. Let me get back to the garage sale, or yard sale, I guess it is. It's not really a garage sale. There's going to be a yard sale with lots of everything. Lots of everything. Yard sale. 1472 Summer Lot, Hoffman Road West. Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5. So that's the yard sale is going to be at 1472 Summer Lot, Hoffman Road West, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5 p.m. Okay? Oh, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And maybe I'll see you out there. I love garage sales. I really do. Well, I used to own a play-it-again sports store, and I'd go to the garage sales, you know, to pick up used sporting equipment. And it worked out pretty well for me. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. I'll ask you one or two more trivia questions and then bid you adieu. What is the rarest M&M color? The rarest M&M color. Brown. Brown. Yeah, I guess I understand that. All right. Let me ask a couple more questions here, and then we'll say bye. What is the common name for dried prunes? And being of a man of my age, I ought to know the answer to this, and I do happen to know the answer to this. Not that I like this particular fruit, but I do know the name of it. Dried prunes are dried plums. Oh, I messed it up to start with. The common name for dried plum is a prune. That's a prune, okay. And, yeah, I've had them, not recently. Okay, one last question. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? And the reason why I ask you that is if you miss this, you haven't been awake for the last few years. Switzerland, of course. Great chocolate. When I was in Europe, I remember picking up Swiss chocolate, and it was just phenomenal. Melt in your mouth. Well, it's supposed to melt in your mouth. Well, you have a great day. You've been listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Cobalt. Please come back and listen more. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
It's a physical act.
I'm going to blow up your act.
Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see it's a talk probably.
Well, Porky, you know I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from, and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why. During the first Jim Tressel press conference, when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my tongue. But you know what I wish is? I wish people had a lighter touch. Do I regret I said it? Probably so. But on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about